See you all here. All ages are welcome. All children, all ages. Come down, come down. Come down now. Would you like to come down? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. Come on down. Come on. Come on, Romeo. You like to come down here. Come on. Right. Ooh, closer than I thought. Great. A little friend. What's your name? What's your name? Gabriel. Gabriel, right. Good to see you. Right. Excellent. Who is looking forward to Christmas? Hands up. Hands up. Anybody looking forward to Christmas? Oh, yes. Who has opened their Advent carol? Who's got an Advent calendar? Anybody got an Advent calendar? You've got an Advent. Have you opened any of the doors?
It has
what?
Lego in it.
It has Lego in it. Wow. Now, that's fun, isn't it? What are you going to be able to build at the end of it in 20, 25 days' time?
But it's now
been okay. Who has opened all of their Advent calendar doors? Come on, I knew it. I knew it. Okay, who has written a letter to Santa Claus? Right, just you, Tilly. That's interesting, isn't it? And who's excited about Christmas, about getting presents? Yes, we all are. Come on, hands up. Yes, we all are, aren't we? Right. And people sometimes send letters to Santa Claus. Now, who is Santa Claus? Does anybody know who Santa Claus is? Father Christmas. Who is he?
Santa Claus brings us presents.
Santa Claus brings us presents. That's right. Who else? Anything else?
He goes down the chimney.
He goes down the chimney, yes.
He eats way too many cookies and milk.
He eats too many cookies and milk. That's probably because why he's got a big tummy, hasn't he? He's a big cuddly man, isn't he? Anything else about Father Christmas we know? Do you know what his name is? Anybody know what his name is? Oh!
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Do you know he's actually based on a real person? A real saint? Do you anybody know what his name might be?
St. Nicholas?
St. Nicholas. Did you get that, Ian? Did you get that? Okay. He was St. Nicholas. And I've got a picture of St. Nicholas here. The actual original Santa Claus. And he was born in a place called Turkey. And that's what he looks like. That's what he looks like.
My friends live in Turkey.
Does he? Is that right? That's cool. Now, this is before he ate all the mince pies, I think. Because he's looking a little bit thin. But that's what St. Nicholas looked like. And we're going to find out a little bit about St. Nicholas right now. Because the youth group are going to tell us all about it. Come up, youth group. And we're going to sit here and we've got something that we need to do while they tell us the story of St. Nicholas. Wow. How ethereal. Over to you.
Okay. When you hear the words, who loved God, you guys have to respond with amen.
Okay, so when we hear the words, who loved God, we all say, amen.
There we go.
Good.
All right. Once upon a time, there was a poor old man who had three beautiful daughters. The three beautiful daughters desired to be married, but the poor old man could not afford the dowry that would be required for any of his beautiful daughters. However, there came a time when the oldest of the beautiful daughters, whose name was Thekla, fell in love with a handsome young man. She went to seek permission from her father to marry him, But he answered, I am a poor old man. And since I have nothing for your dowry, I'm afraid you will have to go into the streets and become a beggar for the rest of your life. Well, this made his beautiful daughter, Thekla, very sad indeed. What am I to do? She cried. She was afraid that what her father said would come true. Now, not very far away, in the city of Myra in Lycia, there lived a very holy and righteous and good bishop named Nicholas, who loved God.
Amen.
Good Bishop Nicholas, who loved God.
Amen.
Heard about the poor old man and his beautiful daughters, who wanted to marry the handsome young men. Wanting to help the poor old man, he set out secretly in the middle of the night with a small bag of gold, which was his very own, by which to pay the dowry. Good Bishop Nicholas sneaked up to the window of the beautiful daughter and threw the sack of gold inside. The next morning, Thekla, the oldest of the beautiful daughters, found the sack of gold. She showed it to the poor old man and said, Look, father, someone has left us this bag of gold. Now I can use it for my dowry and marry the handsome young man. The poor old man rejoiced and set out to plan the marriage at once. Now, while the old man was busy preparing the marriage of his two other beautiful daughters, came up to him and said, Father, we too have found handsome young men, and we would like to be married as well. How can this be? Cried the poor old man. We now only have enough money to pay for your sister's dowry. You will have to go into the streets and become beggars for the rest of your lives. This made the two beautiful daughters very sad. Well, as it turned out, the news of these further complications also reached good Bishop Nicholas.
Good.
Who loved God.
Amen.
He said to himself, This is so sad. I must take all the money I have left and go help these two beautiful daughters. Also, he set out late at night with two more small bags of gold. He crept up to the window where the beautiful daughters were sleeping. When they woke the next morning, the two beautiful daughters found the bags of gold left by good Bishop Nicholas, who loved God.
Amen.
And showed them to their father, saying, Look, someone has left two more bags of gold. Now we too will have dowry and can marry the handsome young men. It just so happened that the youngest handsome young man, who, by the way, was named Thaddeus, and who was to marry the youngest beautiful daughter, who, by the way, was named Caritius, found out that it was none other than good Bishop Nicholas, who loved God,
Amen.
Who had left the bags of gold for the dowries. Thaddeus went to him to thank him personally, but when he arrived at the bishop's house, good Bishop Nicholas, who loved God,
Amen.
Told this handsome young man not to tell a living soul about how the gold was put in the poor man's house. He told him simply to go back home and marry Caritas and to always love God.
Amen.
And so it came to pass that the three beautiful daughters married the three handsome young men, and together with their father, the poor old man, and the good Bishop Nicholas, they all lived happily ever after. And they all loved God.
Amen.
Very much. Amen.
Yes. Round of applause. So, Santa Claus is really good. Saint Nicholas, Bishop Nicholas, who loved God. very much. And he loved God very much, so much in fact, that he gave away all of his money to help the three beautiful daughters. This could go on and on, couldn't it? This could go on and on. So, if we are to love God,
amen,
we maybe think about what St. Nicholas did. Good Bishop Nicholas. He was very good, by the way. And he loved God.
Amen.
And do similar things. That's what Christmas is all about, really. Thinking about other people and thinking about how much good we can do for other people. So, guess what I've got in my bag here? What did Nicholas have in his... What did he put through the window? Gold? I've got a bag of gold. That's gold. That's 3-carat gold, that is. 3-carat gold. So, I want you to do, children, if you can help, is grab a handful of gold each. 2 hands for you, sweetness. Here we go. And I want you to go and distribute your gold to all the people in on the congregation, okay? Everybody gets a gold coin, okay? Go and hand them all out. Go, 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 go. You're going to help too? You can help, can't you? There you go. Go and get hand them all out. When you get, when you've run out, come back, because I'll have plenty. Go, go, go. I'm going to do the choir. Because they always get missed out, don't you? Because you love God.
Amen.
There we go. Oh, you get 2. You can pass one behind.
Thank you.
Oh, you get a ribbon. Ah, on the back. Don't forget, you've got 3. You've got one at the end there. Come on, Tinkles. One for you, one for you. One for Pittman, because he loves God.
I love God, amen.
Good. Good, some more. Another last minute, you with that. Go out there. Because on our Advent journey, we learn about our real priorities in life. That's what Advent is all about. Setting our priorities. Zion. And realizing what it means to love God. That's what St. Nicholas showed us. And that's what Jesus showed us too. So thank you. Did you eat yours? You little. Don't forget yourself, Romeo. Don't forget yourself. Big round of applause for all the children today. You want to go sit back down? Now, one last thing. One of the things that this church does, one of the things that I really love about this church, is that we are involved with helping homeless young people, homeless people, those people who are on the streets. We go out there and we befriend them and we help them out as best we can. And this year at Christmas, we're going to send out special Christmas parcels for the guys and girls who live out on the streets. So we thought it'd be a really nice idea if during the service you guys could write some Christmas cards and draw some Christmas cards.
Can you show me where the garbage is?
Yeah, I can do that. You give it to me, sweetness. There you go. So that we can hand out a card to each of those people that we meet on the street. So if I give you cards, here you go. You can take a card. You can take a card. Then you can take a card. Like that. And some crayons. During the rest of the service, if you could write, make a nice picture on the front, a nice Christmassy picture, and write a nice message inside from St. Philip's to our friends on the streets. That would be fantastic.